The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. Google Podcasts is going away soon, so we recommend if you're an Android person, get Spotify. You can find us there as well as Apple Podcasts, the Five Reasons YouTube channel, and many more. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our new Discord server, upwards of 500 members now, paying members, $2.99 per month. We have 10 channels there. Make sure you're on there as we lead up to the playoffs. Also, a lot of activity of late in the draft prospects channel. So looking at who the Heat might take if they keep their first round pick for this year. So check it out. It's the Off the Floor Discord. It's where you hear from Brady, myself, Alex, Greg, and others from the Five Reasons Sports Network and can communicate with each other without having to deal with Twitter. The link is right here in the description on YouTube, on the podcast feeds, and on the Five Reasons Sports Twitter page. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. And this is a new one, and this one is a good one. This one fits our crowd quite well. It's called Jerseys 305. Go to jerseys305.com. And this is a new concept down here that we want to tell you about. But basically, at jerseys305.com, their mission is to find dead stock and vintage jerseys from the Heat, Panthers, Dolphins, Marlins, and the other South Florida teams. It's born from a passion for wearing jerseys of the old styles and past players. Jerseys 305 aims to make every fan stand out from the crowd with unique pieces that you don't commonly see anymore, maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, but not today. You can find the Zoe jerseys there. It's a good place to get them. And Jerseys 305, announcing their partnership with Five Reasons Sports, is offering listeners a 10% discount on their next purchase using the code 5, F-I-V-E, at checkout. So check it out, jerseys305.com. Again, that's jerseys305.com. Use the code 5. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick, and Greg Sylvander. You can follow at Greg Sylvander. And we're going to do something now that we tend to do about 3 weeks before the end of regular seasons, which is look at where the Heat may seed and where they may want to seed, which maybe two different things. So let's get you where they are right now. As we speak, the Heat are basically fighting with the Sixers and the Pacers to get the sixth spot. Okay. Now, tonight, both the Pacers, and again, you may be listening to this podcast after it, both the Pacers and the Sixers are out west and underdogs. One of them is playing Sacramento. The other's playing the Clippers. I'm not sure which is which. Of course, the Clippers didn't take care of business against the Sixers the other night, so it must be the Pacers that are playing the Clippers.
Pacers
are playing the Clippers. The Sixers are playing the Kings, and the Pacers just gave up 150 points to the Lakers. They scored 145, but that wasn't enough. By the way, the Lakers essentially are getting like three free throw attempts for every one that any other team gets. It's just outrageous. And that could, it was like 43-16 in that game against the Pacers. But either way, the Heat are essentially locked in this 6-7-8 thing with Philadelphia and with Indiana. There are two teams below them that are not going to challenge them for a spot, I don't believe. So you have the Bulls and you have the Hawks. It's kind of the teams we thought would be the 9th and 10th teams again. That's what they are, essentially, or somewhere in that range. And so, Miami, again, has to worry much about them coming up. But then there's another question is, does Miami actually have a chance to get above the 6 and the 6, 7, 8 spots? And I think it's unlikely, but let me just give you the standings on this, Greg. So obviously Boston's run away. Okay. They're 11 ahead of the Bucks. Going into tonight's play, and we're recording this on a Monday, the Bucks are 3 games clear of the Cavs, who just got obliterated by Miami, and they're just beat up. I mean, like, we talk about Miami's injuries. Cleveland just got Mobley back, but Strus is still out. Mitchell's still out. And they just had real problems getting people on the floor lately, and they have had a lot of road games. The Cavs are a half game up on the Knicks, who are a half game up on the Magic, who are 2.5 ahead of the Pacers and 3 ahead of the Heat. So basically the Magic and the 5 are 3 ahead of the Heat. The Knicks are 3.5 ahead. The Cavs are 4 ahead. Before we get to kind of the specifics of the 6, 7, 8 battles, go through the schedules. Do you give Miami any chance to get as high as 5, which would essentially mean taking out one of those three teams, Cavs, Knicks, or Magic?
I mean, I am the hope trafficker. I am the sunshine pumper, but no, they're not going to do that. This is the part of the season where I look at the loss column and I basically throw the win column out the window. And 3 games in the loss column with 12 or 11 games to go, that's a lot to make up. So to me, no, they're not getting up as far as I had hoped they would in that 4-5 matchup. But frankly, the more that I look at it, and, along the theme of the loss column, despite the fact Indiana has one more win, they're locked 32 losses among the Pacers, Heat, and Sixers. They have a real shot at the 6th seed, and to me, that's where they should be aiming for. It's the perfect matchup, whether it be Cleveland, most likely Cleveland, but maybe Milwaukee. For me, that's the clearest path for them as well. I guess you could argue that 7, but then you run the risk of this whole play-in scenario breaking down the wrong way. So to me, there's no way that they're getting to 4 or 5. So this is about settling in on that 6th spot.
6 is the perfect seed for them because they squandered a chance at getting home court in the first round. So, and they squandered getting a chance at home court in the first round because they can't win at home consistently. I mean, that's the thing. Like, they're basically the same team on the road and at home, and that's not supposed to happen. And so now you can say, well, I guess it doesn't matter because they don't play well at home anyway. So why do you need home court? It always helps to have it in the postseason. There's more of a disparity even in the postseason than there is in the regular season, home versus road. But we can start looking at games, blowing the 20-point lead in New York. The Washington game obviously is the one that's going to jump out most recently. Pissing away that Nets game at the end of that road trip after losing to the Knicks because you just didn't have enough healthy bodies. I mean, there's a lot of these, okay? But the reality of it is that if you look at point differential, which I'm going to look at here, net rating is similar. Okay, obviously adjusted a little bit differently for 100 possessions. But, I mean, the Heat have the worst point differential of the top 8 teams. It's hard to make an argument that they really should be much higher, honestly. I mean, mm-hmm. Offensively, they're the worst of these 8 teams. They have not taken advantage. I mean, I don't want to sound too negative here, but they've not taken advantage of a whole bunch of things. One is how they're tied with Philadelphia going into tonight when Philadelphia's MVP, likely MVP at the time, has missed, 2 months?
Yeah.
You have not I mean, yes, Philly came back to the pack and came back to you, but really, even with all the injuries Miami's had, it hasn't been as cataclysmic as losing Joel Embiid for like 2 months. So, you know, it's hard to think positively of it when you're tied with Philadelphia, when really you should have passed them. And then you look at Cleveland, who again, Miami has had good success against directly, but the Cavs have been, I mean, the Cavs, even before this latest rash of injuries, they had a portion of the season where they were without two of their top four guys pretty consistently. And Miami has not cleared. Okay. So in fact, you know, they're far enough back that you and I are both saying, even though the Cavs are tumbling, we don't necessarily think Miami's going to catch them. Nope. And the Knicks, think what you will of Julius Randle, but he's important to them and was their second best player. And then they get Anunoby and he gets hurt and comes back, and they lost a lot of they lost some depth to injuries in the process. They did bring in Bogdanović, hasn't played very well, but again, Miami had opportunities to move up, you know, and catch the Knicks and didn't. So when I say that the sixth spot is the perfect seed for them, I don't want this to be misconstrued. And I see some of this on Off the Floor as, well, the Heat planned this, right? Like, this is, I've actually seen a lot of this on Twitter and Off the Floor, Greg. Like, well, the Heat, somebody said today on Twitter, you can't convince me that the Heat didn't, you know, sit guys so that they would be in this spot to drop to six. I don't
think. No way.
That Machiavellian. I don't think the Heat can control outcomes like that, especially this season. I just think this is where it's fallen. And if it's where it falls, like you said, of the bad option of starting on the road, the sixth seed is the best spot to be. It's better than the five spot because, again, if you win that first round series as a five spot, you're going to get stuck with Boston in the second round. This way, you're not. Okay. You get likely Milwaukee, who I think we all agree is a better matchup for them, at least at that stage. And the seventh spot is a disaster. I'm sorry, because I don't trust this team at home in a one game scenario, because I saw it last year too, Greg. They lost that game, yep. Right? And they were 3 minutes away from losing as essentially the eight against the nine. So, again, it's worked out in a position where they can still salvage it, but it was not planned, and it was not the ideal scenario when we started this season. I thought they could get the three, and they punted it away, basically.
Agree. And, like, we were talking about this recently, and it's a good moment to bring it up. We used to harp on Dwayne for how many games he played, and now to have Dwayne Wade 70 games on the docket would be beauty.
He might lead this team in games played.
That is sick. Like, to say that out loud is crazy. And
Duncan and Hawkins, I guess, well, Hawkins missing time now, and Duncan's missing time. Those two, Bam, have been the most, I guess, available. But yeah, I mean, it's been frustrating. It's been frustrating.
And you can tell by the fan base, they don't know who's going to be out there. What are we talking? 34 starting lineups to this point. And the crazy thing is they're only fourth in the league in most starting lineups, or third in the league in most starting lineups. So this is happening to a lot of teams. And to me, it starts to beg the question of if all this rest and load management is actually working. But this is a situation where they had more than one opportunity, because Indiana has had injuries too. Halliburton's been in and out, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They made big trades and shifts to the roster. They had chances to move up in the standings. They didn't capitalize on that. So now six is the best spot. But again, it's relative. All things are relative here. And that's just essentially where we've landed with them. But the crazy thing is that the six spot does provide a path. Seven does too. But seven obviously comes with the anxiety of that damn play-in. But other than that, just staying out of Boston's bracket, to me, provides a path. But I go back to what you said at the start of this in terms of net rating, and you look at also point differential. Nothing in the data, if we're going to let the data win, nothing in the data tells us that this team is about to go on some magical run. But we do have the benefit of hindsight to back up the data. And so that's where I think most fans are hanging their hats right now. And that's a weird spot to be in when you're just kind of, hope is not a strategy yet. That appears to be the strategy at this moment.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, hope is a strategy again, based on the past, but what is it? Well, I can't even think of the expression right now, but basically, the past is not a precursor to the future. You just don't know. Okay. Who's going to be healthy enough to carry them the way that Jimmy carried them last year, or whether Jimmy's even. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Small technical issue there, issue with my voice as well. We'll get to more of this on the other side of the break. Before we do, I want to tell you about a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Better Edge. And we talk about Better Edge all the time. It's with an O, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN or 5Reasons. Why go to Better Edge? Because we know that there's a legal sports book now in the state of Florida. Well, why go here? There's no VIG here. That's a huge difference. If you don't know what VIG is, that's the cut the book takes. This is not a book, okay? This is a marketplace. It's different. And the other thing is, you can find the line that you want. And I can just tell you that the other legal sports book in the state of Florida, that's not necessarily the case. So check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN or 5Reasons, and you'll get $20 to play. It's legal in 45 states, like I said, including Florida. And also, join our contest. We're going to do another contest for April, for the last couple weeks of the NBA season, and get into some of the leaders of the various categories and all that kind of stuff, and you can win great prizes. So check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN or 5Reasons. All right, let's get to this, okay, because we've established at this point that, like, the 6 is the target here. So the 8 is the worst possible spot, and the 7 is dig yourself out of this again, okay? Because they ain't digging out of 8. I'm sorry, like, they're not digging out of 8. All right, so let's go to the schedules, okay? The Heat, Warriors at home. Golden State is in turmoil right now. Steve Kerr is getting a lot of criticism for not playing Steph Curry enough in critical games. Just seems like this two timelines thing with them kind of backfired, and now they had some moments with Kuminga this season, but they're fighting for their lives just to stay in the play-in, okay? Because Houston has been playing well of late. We'll get to that in a second. This should be a win for Miami, honestly, okay? I mean, there's always compelling games between the Warriors and Heat in Miami, always, okay? There was the Waiter shot at the end, the Wade shot at the end. I remember, Steph kind of had a breakout game against Miami way back, and as did Draymond. But again, this should be a win. Blazers at home. If that's not a win, end the season.
Yep.
Because that will be an embarrassment of epic proportions.
The next one, too. Just add at Washington to that, too.
Well, I would say that, but, you know, Washington is so bad this year. So bad. Like, we were looking at their clutch numbers on playback, and they are literally a minus 50 net rating in clutch situations this year. They have an 80 offensive rating and more than 130 defensive rating. And that might be the worst in history. Somehow the Heat lost to that team a couple weeks ago. You're right. That has to be a win. This really should be three straight wins. Honestly, I injuries and all the rest of this. And I'm sort of past the point of using injuries as an excuse, because injuries are the norm with this team. I mean, it's just that's just the way it is.
Oh, does he use them?
No, I mean, right. Exactly. Well, I give him credit for that. Well, we always have. Okay, we have enough philosophy as opposed to the Doc Rivers excuse making. That's one of the reasons we revere Spo. But this offseason, they need to look at everything, because this is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Like, it's just you can't. I mean, when you have guys crawling over. Well, Tyler's may not get over 40 games, but you have guys crawling over 50 games or 60 games. I mean, come on. I mean, this is not – you can't tell me this is normal when, again, during the Big Three era, when you had older players on that team beyond the Big Three, okay, who were younger in their prime. Dwayne was kind of on the edge of his prime. Those guys played. They played. Shane Battier played like 78 games. Like, this is not it's not Ray was available. Like, this is not normal. Sorry. They got to look at all of it. Okay. Everything from, you know, the philosophy of it to training, whatever it is. Okay. It's got to be looked at. Okay. Unless this is strategic by them to basically, I don't know why it would be, but it's got to be looked at. But anyway, these three games should be wins regardless of who they put on the floor. Knicks at home, Sixers at home.
Got to get one of them.
You got to get one of them, right? Got to get one of them. Okay, so you should be 4-1 through that stretch. At the Rockets, I don't really like that matchup for them. And Houston's
not the way Houston's playing.
Right, right. At the Pacers.
Always tough in Indy, but that's going to be a game you're going to need to get.
Got to get it. I mean, you're right. That has been a struggle historically. It's always seems to be like a low scoring game, except like this year's Pacers team plays a little different. But you got to get that one at the Hawks. Got to get that one. Hawks are basically locked into a 9 or 10 spot. Like, they're not going to drop out. They can't drop out. Brooklyn's been eliminated. Right. Or they eliminate or close to eliminated. They're right there. And so, you've got to get that. Atlanta's not really playing for anything. I mean, they're going to be in the play-in, but that's it. The Mavericks at home.
That'll be a
tough Dallas game. Will be playing for something most likely, right?
Yeah.
And then two at home against the Raptors, who've been eliminated. So those have
better
to
better
be
get
wins.
Both.
Okay, so on this, I'm saying the Warriors game should be a win, but it's not like it has to be a win. I would say the Blazers game at Washington. At Hawks, Raptors. That those five, they have to get those five. Okay. Correct. Then the Warriors game, they should get one of the Knicks or Sixers games at home. They, in my view, probably have to get the game in Indiana. It's not going to be easy, but they have to get it, because I kind of feel like they'll drop that Rockets game. But anyway, we'll see again who's
that would be
who's
eight available. Wins. But
right. So if you're at eight, okay, what are they at right now?
39.
So that gets them to 47-35, which is what I said before the season. Okay. So
hashtag evens, so, right?
Well, I didn't think it would happen this way necessarily. I thought they could be a little better than that, but I kind of hedged it somewhat, but 47-35. Okay. So let's look at the other schedules here. Pacers at the Clippers tonight as we're speaking. Clippers are not playing well right now, but again, there's talent on their roster and they're a playoff team. At the Bulls, Lakers at home, Nets, Thunder at home, that Heat game we talked about, at Raptors, at Cavs. That probably will have some significance to Cleveland. I think we'll see how far they drop. That could be a game that determines whether Cleveland goes is 4 or 5 at this point, if Cleveland continues to drop. So that might have some significance. And then Hawks at home. It's not the hardest slate. I mean, honestly, as we're speaking here, they need to lose to the Clippers tonight to help the Heat, because they'll probably get that game in Chicago. We'll see. Lakers at home, maybe, probably. We'll see. Again, they just played a game with 295 points scored. Two Nets games are probably wins for them. Thunder
Although
game.
It's hard to beat a team twice, but to your point, the Heat are going to have to do it with Toronto too. So they both got to take care of business.
Correct. And they've been in that situation before. And then, like we mentioned, that Heat game, it may ultimately, I mean, come down to that Heat game, that game in Indiana, which is the fourth, the last game of the regular season. And then the Sixers, again, assuming Embiid is not back during the regular season, at Kings tonight, needs to be a loss for Miami. Clippers at home, at Cavs, at Raps. Raptors feature prominently in a lot of this stuff. You know, they're not playing for anything, and their stars are hurt or traded. Thunder at home.
Yeah, so the Pacers and the Sixers play the Thunder. That's good
for the Thunder. Miami's done with them. At Miami, critical game. We've talked about it. At the Grizzlies. I mean, Miami, you want to talk about another game that Miami dropped that is coming back to haunt right now? I mean, that Grizzlies roster as currently constituted, Miami's not the only one, by the way. Milwaukee lost them too when they didn't have anybody healthy. But at the Spurs, I mean, Wemby could go off, or Wemby could be shut down by then. That's 4 games from the end of the regular season. Pop may just shut him down. Pistons at home.
They should get
Magic at home. That may be a critical game for the Sixers. Magic at home. We'll be talking about that one probably.
Yeah.
And Orlando, and then the Nets at home again with nothing to play for. Nets and Raptors are all over these schedules. Both those teams are eliminated.
I feel like Miami's schedule's tougher.
See, it flipped. I don't think it was coming out of the All-Star break.
Agreed.
But the Detroit games are gone. They blew one of the Washington games. They got one left. And we talked about it. There weren't any elite teams on the Heat's docket, except unless you want to call the Knicks elite. But they were done with Celtics, done with Milwaukee, right? Done with OKC after the game they played, you know, about 2-3 weeks ago. Done with Minnesota, right? Didn't beat them either time. Done with the Clippers, didn't beat them either time. Okay. Done with Sacramento. I guess they split with them, right? They had the easier schedule, but I think it's caught up a little bit because some of those teams, you know, the Detroit Washington thing is going to be out of here. And again, you look at Miami's schedule, the really soft games are, I mean, the Washington game still, as we mentioned, the Blazers game and the two Raptors games, when I don't even know who's going to play for Toronto at that stage, because again, they don't have Scottie Barnes. They traded Siakam, And Quickley's playing for contract, but I'll say this total. Okay. On paper, provided that they can get 10 of their top 13 on the floor, Miami should be ahead of both these teams. I mean, the Sixers, right? Without Embiid. I mean,
exactly. That's how you have to plan for it. And I also think we should caveat this by saying that Tyler Hero could be back for some of these games, which could change the trajectory of the team for better or worse. Because, you know, when you have to integrate a new player, that sometimes leads to blips on the radar just as you're going through a season. So that's going to have to be done on the fly. If he's even back, you know, it likely would be in April, not in the month of March, as we close down here. So it's a lot of variables that, to me, doesn't leave me feeling confident that they're going to stay out of the play-in. There's a path to it, but I think that this is likely a team that's going to have to scratch, claw their way through another run that's going to be really difficult to get through, and probably 7 seed is the real, like, you know, if the pessimist says 8, and the optimist says 6, we're probably landing around 7, right?
The one thing is here, it's still in front of them because they still have games left with the Sixers and the Pacers. And they still have enough soft games here where they can maybe not play their best. They'll end up in a clutch game, yeah, probably with the Blazers at home, and just have to find a way to pull it out at the end. And remember, this is the other thing to consider. Some of these teams at the end of the season, soft tank. And I remember seeing it with Utah last year. Like, Utah like got off to that hot start, and then by the time they came down to Miami at the end of the season, they were in tank mode, okay? And so I just think that you look at some of these, the Nets don't have their draft pick, okay? So that's one thing to consider. So, like, they, and again, they're heavily featured on the Sixers and Pacers schedules. So they don't have their pick. So there's really no reason for them to try to lose. They're kind of stuck forever now, or at least for a while. The Raptors, I believe, do have their pick.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's so that's beneficial that helps to Miami. Yes.
To close out the year.
Right, because in a certain point, you know, some of these teams, again, players don't tank. I want to make that clear. Players don't tank. Coaches don't want to tank. Organizations make subtle suggestions, right? Like, you don't really have to play this guy 33 minutes, do you? Yeah. Maybe 24. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is kind of, so again, if you're, and I hope we're right about that. I should have checked the Raptors pick situation before I came on, but if you're Masai, like, again, why are you pushing your team to go balls to the wall the last two games of the year? And this goes all the way back. There's a history of this with the Heat and Raptors, by the way, that was dramatically important in Heat history, which was they had a game against Toronto at the end of the 2002-2003 season, and I wrote a column saying they should lose it. And a couple people in the organization called me angrily. We don't do that. They ended up winning the game. And so they ended up dropping from 4 to 5. And if you remember, Chris Bosh went 4th. And Dwayne Wade went 5th. And then they ended up with Chris Bosh later on anyway. And so what they would say to me is, see, that's the karma of basketball. Like, you don't cheat the game, right? That's the way the Heat view this. And like they've always said to me, up and down the front office, we suck at tanking. Okay, so their organizational philosophy is not to do that. Okay, some other organization's philosophy is to do that. So I'll be curious to see, again, when you're looking at the Raptors at the end of the year against them, but I just want to mention that the Pistons have some reason to. They play the Sixers late, but it doesn't even matter. Pistons are so bad, they're going to lose anyway.
And but the Raptors,
the Nets, yeah.
Just to clarify, their pick is top six protected, or it conveys to San Antonio if outside of the top six.
Okay, so they need to be really bad then,
correct,
right?
Correct. As much as they can control it.
Okay, so where are they right now? Well, okay, right now they have 23 wins. Do you know where that would be? Just take a guess without looking. I just looked at it. You know where that would be, 23 wins?
Six. Perfect.
Right. They can't get any better. If you're Toronto, you're watching Memphis, because Memphis is at 24 wins. You can't win more games than Memphis then, right? Like, that's the whole idea. You got to stay behind, because you can't lose enough, I don't think, to get behind Charlotte, Washington. Well, you can't get behind Washington, Detroit, but you can't get behind Charlotte, Washington, Detroit, San Antonio, or Portland, okay? Like, the Raptors are either going to be six, or they're going to give away that pick.
You're right.
So they have to – see, we actually discovered something at the back end of this podcast I don't think anybody's talking about. If you right? This is a good discovery. Raptors have to lose at the end of the season. They got to lose. They got to stay. They got to lose more games than Memphis. Like, that's the thing, if that's what you're trying to do. So don't be surprised if – I don't know, is Quickly even healthy now? If some of their better players
– Bruce Brown playing, won't be playing.
Exactly.
He's like the only guy left.
Right, subtly shut down at the end of the season. That's all. So, you know, and then Miami will lose to some random scrub Heat killer in the last game of the year. Some guy we've never heard of from, you know, Division 16, NCAA or something like that, who has 12 threes against them. Anyway, prediction before we close. And thanks to our sponsors, Jersey305.com and Better Edge. You think they're going to be the seven, Is that what you saying?
Probably that's the move here. I think that they probably you know what? I'm sticking with the guts. They're gonna get up to six. All they got to do is close that Indy game and that Sixer game. This Toronto discovery, because they have to stay top six, lean me in the other direction. They'll finish six. The Heat will finish six.
I want to say that too, because they should. And I had them, you know, moving up as far as three when it looked like things were starting to click. I don't know. There's been a lot of these seasons where it's like we look back at one game, and that Washington game is just
the New Orleans game wasn't any better.
They got blown out. I'm talking, and New Orleans is a playoff team, and they've been hot. Okay, and true. I know they didn't have Ingram, and it's bad. It's the second night of a back to back for New Orleans. All the rest of it, but that Washington game is just oof. The Memphis game, oof. Blowing the lead in New York in the fourth quarter. I mean, there are a lot of those. I want to say six. It's going to come down to that game in Indiana. In my opinion, yeah. They got to go into that building and win, which again, over the course of time has been difficult. Some Heat teams have pulled it off. The big three lost Bosch, and Dwayne and LeBron went nuclear. I mean, Dwayne and LeBron ain't walking through that door. So we got to see who, Jimmy Bam, who's it going to be? Tyler, maybe by then, right? That's pretty close to the end of this. Well, yeah. Where are we at? He might play by that one.
Agree.
So they got to get that one. They got to get that one, I think, to be able to get the six. I'm leaning seven.
You're probably right.
I don't want to be, because I would like this run to go a little bit longer. And then if we have a 7-8 and Kyle Lowry decides to shoot the ball in Miami for a change and hits four threes and knocks them out of the pool. We're not podcasting for 3 months. Anyway, thanks to Greg. We'll be back with coverage of Heat Warriors. Just get the sixth seed. That's it. Get the week off. That's crucial for a team where nobody plays. Get the week off. Let Jimmy, if Kevin Love's back, let him rest. Let Tyler rest. Let them all rest. Get the week off, or get the few days off, whatever it is. All right. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.